trusting God on the pitch. This is why I have come. John 12:27 from the Amplified. Now my soul is troubled and deeply distressed. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour of trial and agony. But it is for this very purpose that I have come to this hour, this time, and this place. You know, it's been said that the two most important days of your life are the day you were born and the moment you discover why you were born. God gives us glimpses of our purpose and previews of our futures all the time. It's that instance that you discover your passion for something, or that you have a beautiful skill set to perform simple things at a high level. It's the second when your eyes are open to the possibility that God has created you to do something special. And then it's the sweet moments of affirmation, maybe given by a stranger or a teacher that has seen you grow and develop over time. The affirming words speaks to you and to those around you. Well, in Luke chapter 2, on two different occasions, the pronouncement of who Jesus was and what he was sent to do is confirmed. First by Simeon, and then again by Anna. As Mary and Joseph take their child to the dedication, two absolute strangers who have been waiting on the coming Christ speak into his existence and speak into his life, affirming what God has had planned since the beginning of time. I can only imagine the relief and fear that Mary and Joseph had as they heard about who this child was going to be. In Luke 2:33, it says that Jesus' parents were amazed at what was being said about him. When I think of Mary and Joseph's hearts, I kind of go back to Exodus 2:1, right? It kind of reminds me of Moses and maybe what his parents were thinking. The scripture says in Exodus 2:1 that Moses' mother saw that there was something special about him and hid him, protecting the gift, the one who would soon deliver, stewarding the treasure that God had trusted them with. It's the same thing that Mary and Joseph had to tackle and had to walk through themselves. But as Jesus grew healthy and strong, full of God's wisdom and favor, it was evident that he too was special and not like the rest. At the age of 12, he was found sitting in the temple, asking questions and conversing with those in attendance. All who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. For the next 18 years, though, he would abide under the leading of the Holy Spirit, developing under the watchful eye of God the Father and waiting for his moment to come. In John chapter 2, the moment arrives. After being invited to a wedding and discovering that they were out of wine, Mary, like a good mother, encourages Jesus to help this family in their time of need. Jesus politely shares that this is not his time. But Mary persists and insists and has the final word. You know, sometimes we are ready for the moment. In other times, the moment is ready for us. When you are special and set apart, it's not a matter of if you will break out, but when you will break out. Like Jesus, there is a moment of our release, the time when we step into our gifting and walk out what we have been created to do. This is your moment, your time to walk out what you have been created to do. Let me ask you a question. Where will your mind be when the moment finds you? Let's pray. God, help me to stay ready so that when you call, I'm prepared to respond. I want my mind to be right when the moment finds me, when the opportunity presents itself. Let this be the moment when I discover what you have created me for. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's go.